Hey, welcome to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that is weird, but helpful.
Just like us
in real life. I'm Carrie Jones. I'm an internationally best-selling novelist and reporter, and now a podcaster. And with me, as always, is my husband, Sean Kelly Farrar. What are you, Shawnee?
A man with three names, apparently.
And that means you're going to be a murderer soon, probably.
Oh, that's right.
But every podcast, we do a random thought, and then we give you a little life help, maybe.
Usually based on a dog's advice.
And then a dog tip, right. And it's all meant to be good happiness, man.
Just fun.
So chill back, relax, and maybe you'll learn something.
Or maybe you'll laugh.
Or maybe even both. Hey, welcome to the podcast.
What's up, baby?
Well, I've been smoking for 45 years, and it hasn't affected me one bit.
We're just going to call you COVID tonight.
I don't have COVID. I can still smell things. I'm just very sick.
I know. That's why I farted in bed last night. I was testing you.
So before we started the podcast, we were reliving the horror of my last night, in which I'm sick in bed and spooning. I was the big spoon, despite the fact that my husband is 6'6". I have to be the big spoon.
I like the and big spoon
I was
sometimes.
And I was sick. I still had to be the big spoon. And in the middle of the night, I woke up because a bong had gone off against my belly.
Against what?
My belly. And that bomb was a poop bomb.
There's no poop in
it. It was a smoke bomb of fart.
Jesus.
And it woke me up. And I can still feel the rippling sound waves across the bed. Like, it was bad. And it stank. And then 2 seconds later, he woke up. He was like, what? I'm like, oh my God, you just like let it rip in your sleep. And it stings like bad broccoli.
I remember you saying it was horrible.
He was like, whatever.
I said, I'm sorry, my love.
And that is very
Is there any
life.
Way I can make it up to you?
No, you did not. You just fell right asleep and snored. And I was like, I gotta get some distance. But I couldn't get distance because our dog sleeps in the bed because we're white people. And like, it was just like hell, man. It was hell.
Because we're white people.
I think white people
are
the... Did
you forget half the definition?
I think we're like... the only dumb people.
Oh, we're dumb white people.
Because, like,
the dog
takes up half the bed. And then you take up, remaining half, you take up three quarters.
Even our adult friend who would literally roll around in a mud puddle with a dog doesn't let his dog sleep in the
bed. That's how dumb we are.
Wow, we are stupid.
Because the stereotype
is... Where does this we come from?
Because the stereotype is that white people are a little too much like our dog, well, into our dogs. Like, we even smell like dogs. And, like,
I think we're... Like a dog.
No, not right this second, because you went out to the garage. But I think that, like...
I never smell like a dog. I don't let...
Well, you can't smell it on you. We can't smell it on ourselves.
Roll around on the doggy blankets like you girls do.
Anyways, we're bad stereotype. I don't care anymore. I'm sick. So, I'm going to just apologize for this podcast right now. It's a couple days late. I'm very, very sick.
It's on schedule for a week.
I've probably offended all my fellow white people by my dog stereotype truth. And here we go.
Yeah.
We're probably going to get canceled. It's gonna be my fault. I don't know. Somebody's going to get mad at us.
How can white people get canceled? When we're white.
We get canceled by being stupid and offensive.
Oh, because we're appropriating stupidity.
Yeah. Anyways, what we were supposed to... Should we just delete all this?
No.
All right.
Have some...
I don't have those.
Ovaries.
I have those. Ovaries.
Yeah.
How, my love, how are your ovaries today?
Word ovarian is my first pop. I should have said, have some ovarian fortitude, would you?
Oh, my Lord.
Anyways.
So now I'm probably going to get canceled because I said Lord.
Well, I said ovarian.
I know. We're just canceled all over the wazoo. Wazoo is probably bad too. Wazoo? Anyways.
Only if you're a magician that plays a kazoo.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Me neither.
Okay. So, anyway, what we were originally going to talk about is this. There are really weird, like, jobs that you get a lot of money, according to Reddit.
Yeah.
And it is now on MSN.com. And yeah. One of them is a bat tracker. And you just, like, go around in an urban area and you track bats.
Wow.
You have a detector and it's like...
It's like ghost hunting.
Yeah, but with bats. And then you map their flight patterns and behavior.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. But another one, which felt very real for me as a Mainer, and something you could never do because we just did the Christmas tree, and I know this is the truth about you, right along with Midnight Bed Gas Expeller,
yeah,
is that you have a hard time with sap.
You know I don't like sticky fingers.
Yes. And so this job is a pine cone harvester. And apparently one Reddit user said that they used to harvest pine cones, right? Uh-huh. And like a helicopter, this is a quote, a helicopter would cut off the tops of the trees and bring them to us to pick off the pine cones, which would then go into tree planters to germinate and plant. They said they were paid $35 to fill a 5-gallon bucket, and good pickers would do 2.5 buckets an hour.
Whew.
But, they said, quote, the sap getting all over your clothes, skin, and hair is very annoying and a big deterrent for most.
See? Not the only one.
I do that for $70 an hour. You could make me a sappy mess, baby. I would just be all in. All
right. Sounds a lot like porn to me.
This is such an offense. We should just delete this.
Oh, hell no. I invested time in this. My time's valuable.
Oh, is it $75 value?
It's more than a pine cone harvester's valuable.
Okay, so now that we've embarrassed ourselves and proven that I am sick and I have no filters. Oh, no.
That's our dog, because this is...
The worst podcast ever.
It's Dog Tip from... What's it called? Dog Smarter Than...
You don't know the name of our podcast.
I temporarily forgot.
Oh my god. You had way too good a time in that garage.
It's Dogs Are Smarter
okay,
Than
we've
People.
Okay, we've got to stop her.
Pony okay. Honey. This dog may not be smarter than people.
Pony Honey, no. No, baby. Sean I'm is sorry. Getting up.
I'm sorry to take
Sean is taking away room. Lammy. Pogie is looking very sad about this.
Poor Pogie.
And there we go. All right, we're back to the podcast.
That just breaks my heart.
Okay, well, we'll have to hurry.
Oh, God.
You can hear your chair creak.
You make me be the bad guy.
Yeah. Random life advice. Let's look at each other. So this is what this podcast is about. We're going to fly through this because, one, I'm sick. Two, our dog is up on the bookcase where you put Lammy.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. And three, we don't want her to have a broken heart because we're white people who are way too into our dog. So, ready?
Yes.
When I go to classrooms on book tour for school or for school visits, teachers or kids prompted by teachers always ask me what the most important skill is for being a writer. And
what do you answer, babe?
I tell them a couple things, man. And it's not always about, like, where your comma splices or the coolness of objective correlatives. And it's really a two-part answer. And the first part is notice what people are doing, their mannerisms and how they act and interact and hold their heads. And then the second part is live the biggest life you can and take opportunities and feel things and have adventures and risk being an idiot, like in this podcast. And so those things are what makes a difference on the page, right?
That's right.
So I once had this reporter ask me why I have details in my book, and I may have laughed, which was super cruel of me. I know, but she was oblivious, thankfully, that I was laughing at her. And I said, quote, details are what makes strong story and what shows character and what pulls someone into your world. So by noticing other people or setting or how the air smells under the covers in the bed or near a sewer grate or under someone's arm, you create a world on the page, right?
Yes.
And this is also really important in life. Tim Denning writes a really big quote that Sean's going to read all of because I'm sick.
Okay, great. Get on a bus. Zombies everywhere. No one is looking at each other or having a conversation. It's just a sea of bodies looking at phones that are nothing more than a distraction. Phones are dream killers. They're full of other people's priorities. What's cooler is to have human conversations.
Human!
Gasp. It's to look people in the eye and be present.
We're too present, I think.
I had coffee with my old boss the other day. Every few minutes, he kept glancing at his phone. He looked worried. He looked like he was under a spell, or like a puppet master was pulling his strings.
I wonder what his boss thinks if he's reading this.
Anyways, I don't know.
Yeah, alright.
He couldn't relax or engage properly in the conversation. And this is the great American life that has been exported to most major nations, including Australia, where I live. Sad. Relationships are more important than notifications, and 99% of inbound phone calls aren't urgent and can go to voicemail. Life hack. Put your phone on do not disturb mode, then add your family to favorites so only their calls can get through in case of an emergency.
So there you go. Tim Denning being a little opinionated, but kind of interesting, right? Like Julia Cameron, the creator of The Artist's Way, says something similar, which is basically that by filling our time with distractions like like coughing, like Netflix, Wordle, Facebook, Tumblr, X, Threads, Instagram, YouTube, and New York Times Spelling Bee, the list goes on forever. By filling our brains with that, we lose that connection to our muse, to the quiet within ourselves that creativity often springs from, right?
That's right.
Like, we look only at the screen, and we fail to look at the world, which is kind of wild, right? So you want to try to look at the world and be immersed in it so, A, you can be a better writer, but also so that you can have ideas even if you're not a writer, right?
That's right.
What is our dog doing? Oh, no.
She's got the bed upside down.
She's trying to eat the bed.
Yes. Her bed, not our bed.
Oh, no. Pogalicious. She stopped.
But she's trying to eat the tough sides.
So. All right. So what's our dog tip for life, man? I guess that's our next section, right?
Is it by a cat?
It's going to be by a cat.
I'm ready.
You're not saying it.
Oh!
Oh, my lordy lord.
Dog tip for life. It's slightly different.
Obnoxious. I was just like, so obnoxious.
You're so full of compliments today.
Baby, I'm so sorry, but that was really like...
I'm sorry.
I feel bad for people.
Listen. So this dog tip is by a cat?
It's by a cat. Our name is Cloud. And it's basically be noticed, but also notice things. Channel your inner cat, man, and live your life. Jump in the box if you want to jump in.
If people piss you off, piss on their crack.
Yeah, man. Literally. That's what Cloud does. And our writing tip of the pod is this. Try to spend an hour without distractions on the screen and not even reading a book. What did you notice? Can you use that for your life or your story? Did you get any big ideas? What did you end up doing for that hour? That'll show you something about yourself.
I fell asleep.
You would, but. And there you go. That's our podcast.
Oh, thank you for listening to that messed up affair.
I'm so sorry.
It was great.
I'd like to apologize to all the dog lovers out there. We're one of you.
A dog tip from a cat?
No, because I went off about doggy sleeping in the bed and how we all smell like our dogs.
Oh.
I'm just in a bad place right now.
She is.
So sorry.
She's so sick.
So sick.
She got a COVID.
I don't have COVID.
I know.
I'm just sick.
All right, baby, give us a shout out.
Hey, the music we've clipped and shortened in this podcast is awesome and is made available through the Creative Commons license. Who's that artist and what's that song?
I don't know, man.
You do, do you know?
I do. We've been saying it. It's Summer Spleef by Broke for Free.
And we have extra content all about living happy on the livinghappy.substack.com blog, and it's pretty awesome. And we also have a writing tips podcast called Write Better Now.
They're both awesome.
But our brand new...
Amazing Creepy Podcast is Dude No! It's like that. You gotta say it like that.
He does say it like that. It's true crime with an occasional foray into the paranormal and the macabre, and it's awesome. And finally, we have a podcast.
Loving the Strange.
Which we stream live.
On Carrie's Facebook and Twitter and YouTube on Fridays, but every other Friday.
Every other Friday now, because we're lazy.
So be sure to check her Facebook and Twitter for the dates when we are going to be podcasting live and making fools of ourselves.
Live.
We're going to do a Hot Wings challenge real soon.
Oh, dear God.
And that's always a good one.
Anyways, all my Twitter handles and Facebook handles and blah, blah, blah. It's either Carrie Jones Books or Carrie Jones Book. Carrie with a C-A-R-R-I-E. Yeah. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share.
And be kind. Be kind to us old people.
Oh, yeah, we can't take much more.